This podcast is brought to you with limited interruption by Rudy Luther Toyota. Whether looking for an exciting brand new Toyota, a certified pre-owned vehicle, or getting quality routine maintenance and service for your vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota is the place to go. Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley. It's beginning to look a little bit like it's after Halloween. It is the Matt McNeil Show. For your Friday, Matt Patrick here. It has felt not very December-y. I mean, the darkness is coming in, and I know Canada guy, and there's a few people who are listening who are fans who are listening over and overseas and like Scotland and stuff. I get it. You guys get like 6 hours of daylight, 4 hours of daylight. It's rough. But, you know, it's for me, I'm a Minnesota guy. The hardest thing every year for me is not the cold. It's the darkness. And right now I think we're under 8 hours of or under 9 hours of sunlight for the day. It's under 9 hours at this point. Patrick, you and I had a discussion after the show yesterday, and I'm going to put a poll up. I didn't put it up yesterday. I'm going to put it up today. What is the official date that people in Minneapolis, St. Paul go from saying, "Isn't this weather fantastic? I can't believe how nice and warm it is," to, "Oh man, aren't we going to have snow at Christmas this year?" So what's that date? Because it's the same people. And all of a sudden it goes from, "Isn't this wonderful?" to, "Oh, come on, I'd like a little snow on Christmas." What's the date you think that transition happens?
I think it's the 20th. That winter solstice date.
You switch to 21st in there that night. So I think it's a little earlier because I think we just get so inundated with Christmas. We do. I mean, it just becomes so – you can't see it anywhere. And if you've never – have you ever spent a Christmas, Patrick, in a place where they don't have snow?
I have not.
It is weak. I'm just going to call it as it is. It's weak, man. It's Christmas. There's a reason why every Christmas movie has snow in it. It's got the snowy thing because that's that iconic view of the holiday. I was in Arizona once. Just, you know, yeah, come on, guys. The cactus ain't working. It's a cacti. I mean, it's pretty, but it's not a substitute for a pine tree. No, I remember a few years ago, and by the way, it's climate change, and you can't deny it. It is climate change. It's wildly abnormal winters. We used to have a case where, you know, it was not only guaranteed snow by this time of year, but how much snow you'd have on the ground, pretty substantial. My dad, I'll never forget being up north on the Iron Range, up in Bowabic, on a Squagama, and the being out there, and they were there, and it was like the 17th, 18th of December, and it was 34 degrees. It was foggy, and the snow was actually melting. And my dad just looked around. And he said, "I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen anything like this." And so, there you go. I'll put the poll up. We'll see what people say. I think what we'll do is this: we'll do up until the 15th or sooner. The 15th to the 20th, the 20th to the 23rd, and then I'm fine with it not having snow. We'll see what the winner is. We'll get you the results coming in on Monday. 952-946-6205. I forgot to ask about you to do this. Up on my Twitter feed is a Michelle Bachmann video. Can you get ready to play that 45 minutes of pure joy and bliss? You guys are new. You're nuts. You guys are nuts. You're nutty. You are a Pearson's nut roll. Only Pearson's nut roll wouldn't sell anything that freaking nutty. Just wouldn't do it. It's whenever you're ready to go with this, Patrick, you know, feel free, and we will play this little gem from Michelle Bachmann, our former congresswoman, who I don't know. I don't know what she's doing, but I think this stay-at-home stuff has been getting to her difficult. Okay, go play this, Sarah.
For this moment in the United States, we seriously, sincerely cry out to you, confessing our personal sins. We confess the sins of our country as proxies. Yeah. We ask you, O God, for deliverance, that our country may continue to know freedom. Lord, would you deliver these races in Georgia, O Father?
What?
Would you deliver various local and state races, Father, that they aren't stolen? Would you give us a true vote? And, oh, God,
God,
I personally ask myself, Michelle Bachmann, Lord, would you allow Donald Trump to have a second term as president of the United States?
I got news for you. God already weighed in on that one and said, nope, no, oh, God, no, nope, 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 not again, nope, nope, nope. How did that happen the first time? I don't know. You guys seem to want to overlook that. That God is not some, he's not like Loki, where he's a prankster. You know, he's like, I'm going to make him lose. You got to jump through a bunch of hoops. I'm going to send you out with the Odysseus in a grand voyage, and we're going to see what you find out. Watch out for the Cyclops. No, it doesn't work that way, okay? I think God's spoken on this one. And by the way, Michelle, I mean, my gosh, your list, I don't know if you understand how God works, but if you think it's like this, maybe ask for a ham sandwich. The lottery numbers, you know, maybe another season of Arrested Development. You know, there's a lot you could go with there, but yeah, you guys are nuttier than a nut dish. I just, oh Lord, oh God, oh God, oh God, yeah, oh cripes, yeah, oh God, oh yeah. Another four of Donald. Oh, God. I just had a weird... I don't want to know what Michelle Bachmann sounds like in the throes of passion. I don't... Oh, God. Oh, cripes, yeah. Oh, that's the ticket. Holy cow. Oh, don't you know. Sorry. I'm sorry. I've been warned about stuff like that. I'm oh, cripes, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. 952-946-6205. Be thankful I didn't just go down the road of the jokes I just came up with in my mind. I'll just silently giggle. Oh, God, yeah. Yesterday, we had a longer discussion about unions, and namely, I got the chance to talk to one of the point people for the Carpenters Union, and we talked to him fairly extensively about, you know, some Adam Dunick. We talked to him extensively about the not necessarily what the union was, you know, the individual members of the union were doing, but just the management of the union. Namely, that there has been this mentality that has come across from the union that no matter what Democrats do, you're not going to give them too much credit. But, you know, Republicans can do the bare minimum and you guys are praising them like there's left in tomorrow. And the thing, he asked a question, he said, well, then explain to me why my union membership is voting more and more Republican. And I said, because you guys are being brainwashed. And you are. You guys are bluntly being brainwashed by the Republicans who come up to you. And, you know, this is not the first state they have done this in. Don't you guys see that? Don't lecture me about the history of the labor movement if you haven't been paying attention to the last 10 years of what's going on in the labor movement. The Republicans come up to you and say, gee willikers, golly gosh. You know, I'm a Republican, but I come from a union family. And I've worked really, really, I understand what union jobs are like. And I, you know, I might be a Republican, but I'm different from the other guys. You can trust me as a union guy. I'm a union guy. My phone will always be there. You can knock on my door. We'll sit down and talk about an issue. I'm there for the union. The way they do it is they say, oh, sure, sure, the Democrats, the DFL helped you out 40, 50 years ago. But now look at them. look, enviro-terrorists and Antifa and defund the police. Is that really what you want your union dollars to be going for? You know, we're here. You know, and I'm not going to get into why every individual who likes Trump, regardless of union or non-union. There's a lot of people that like the guy because he's a racist. There's a lot of people that like the guy because he's a racist. And even if they're not, most of the things that they're enabling are racist, for goodness sakes. And everything he says, oh, trade, well, that's the Chinese taking advantage of us. Immigration, those people are coming in caravan hordes across the border. Everything, Muslims can't be trusted. We're putting up a Muslim ban. Everything the guy does has a racist tinge to it. So forgive me if I don't want to necessarily get into the nuance of what is and what isn't the reason why you're following the guy. But they try to convince you. It's like, oh, hey, I'm for good jobs too. And sure, you know, the Democrats might have gotten you some health care, but, you know, defund the police? Come on, man. They want those gangbangers to come up here and live right next to you. Oh, you want gangbangers next to your house and no cops ever? I mean, that's what they do. And they have done it in state after state after state. And they trick you guys. They trick you guys. They're lying to you. Republicans are lying to you in the union. They are lying to you. And that's not me saying this. For God's sakes, look what happened in Wisconsin. Look what happened in Michigan. Look what's happened in Indiana, where they put right-to-work laws into place. I said Missouri yesterday. It was Michigan was the state that I was thinking about. Take a look at what they did. They convince you to vote against your best interests and vote against the Democrats on non-labor-related issues. Or they turn everything into one job. The bonding bill, which the Democrats championed yesterday, once again, I pointed out, the Carpenters Union thanked every Republican individually. But did they thank every Democrat individually? No, they just thanked Melissa Hortman and Ryan Winkler. And then the rest, the Marianne and the professor, the rest of the Democrats, the DFL. But they sure could have used the Carpenters Union putting their name out on their website so they could have campaigned on it. They go on out there, they'll find one job issue. It's like they want to stop the pipeline because enviro-terrorists. And it's like, oh, well, I want the jobs. And, you know, so they trick you into following them. Or they get you, it's like, we care for babies. Well, not the mother while she's pregnant. Sure as hell not in the mom when she's pregnant. And we sure don't care about that baby the second it's born. Nor do we care about affordable health care for anyone. But we'll de-womb the child and we're good. Done. But no, they'll convince you of these issues and put that out there, get you to vote them into power, and then lo and behold, you're screwed. Then they all of a sudden, that first piece of legislation is that right to work bill. And all of a sudden, the same guy that said any union guy can come knock on my door, all of a sudden that door's locked. The union leadership who said, hey, well, we got a direct line to his office. We got a direct line there. All of a sudden, their phone calls aren't getting answered and they're not getting returned. And all of a sudden, the unions are there saying, they double-crossed us. And you know what? You think? I can only scream that this is going to happen. Let's take a look at what happens when you see what happens when right to work goes into effect. Wisconsin, union participation in Wisconsin has decreased by 38.5% since they passed the right to work law in 2015. That's when it went into effect. They passed it earlier, I believe. But that's when it went into effect. 2015, Republicans who campaigned for years that we're here for the working union blue collar guy, they got rid of the unions and fast. Union participation in Wisconsin is down 38.5%, almost 40%. The average wage in a collective bargaining in states of Minnesota, Illinois, Ohio is $24.29. Right-to-work states, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Indiana, it's $2 less. You're working for less money. You got less rights because you don't have a union to back you up. I don't know what else you have to see to hear it. Right-to-work laws have varying impacts on worker wages. These are some reports that have been done on this. On average, right-to-work legislation has statistically reduced the hourly wages construction and extraction workers by 5.9%, workers in service occupations, including police officers and firefighters, by 3.1%, workers in office and administration roles by 2.7%, employees in retail and business sales 2.4%, professional education and health workers 1.9%. You also get these the right to work has particularly negative consequences on many middle class workers in Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin. These include working class Americans in construction, protective services, office support jobs, and those with 2 to 4 year college degrees. I mean, you see the damage that's been done here. Right to work has lowered the wages of low skilled workers with high school degrees by 0.4%. Right to work has decreased the wages of workers with bachelor's degrees or associate's degrees with some college experience between 3.1% and 3.3%. You make less money. And they have done this. And it's like I said, this is not me making up a mythical fantasy. This has happened in state after state. The Republicans lie to the union heads. They go on out and they get some non-union issues to try to, you know, make the Republicans look strong and the Democrats look weak. Then they pass these bills, and the next thing you know, your union's gone. And you're sitting there saying, wait a second. I thought they were on our side. No, they're not. And it does not help when the leadership of the union themselves is out there praising Republicans whenever they can and downplaying Democrats. Because I can tell you this, when they pass right to work, you guys are going to be hat in hand back to the DFL saying, gee willikers, guys, I don't know what happened. You need to help us. But take a look, Wisconsin, once again, in Wisconsin, in 5 years, they have lost 40% of their unions. By the time the Democrats get back in charge, how much damage will have been done? We've seen this before. We'll see it again. Let's go to Matt in Minneapolis. He wants to chime in on this. Welcome on in, Matt.
Hey, Mr. McNeil. I really, really appreciate you being on the air and talking about this. I have been like pulling my hair out trying to educate. I'm a union carpenter by day, musician at night. And it just kills me when I try to convey the urgency behind supporting the DFL. And what we're up against is the media the right wingers have been beating everyone over the head saying that there's a left wing media for years. Since Reagan, they've been doing this. 40 years of lying, saying that it's right wing media, or left wing media, sorry, when actually it's actually right wing media.
It was neutral media for many years, Matt. And they basically said, yeah, well, unless you print what we tell you to print, we're going to label you liberals.
The fairness, Reagan got rid of the fairness doctrine.
Yeah.
And that opened the door for all of this just completely, like, racist rhetoric. And when I'm on my job sites, I'm running into guys who are listening to that Tom Arce, or whatever that guy is, that
we don't
the talk show guy. You know who I mean.
Yeah.
And that guy, Bernard, I'll say that. That guy is so anti-union, and it's so like he's so anti-progressive.
Well, and Matt, I'm going to step in here because I don't want to necessarily just get into bashing on individuals because it's a larger issue. And thanks, Matt. I appreciate the phone call. And I appreciate your support for AM950, that's for sure. But what I'll say is this, is that this has been we have seen this pattern play out. We have watched it happen in Michigan and Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, you get a lot less money than you used to get. There's hardly any unions left. Any, I mean, 40% of the union membership is down. You know, that is their standard MO. And, I mean, he's right. Matt is absolutely right about the way that they control the media. They got rid of the Fairness Doctrine. They got rid of the Telecommunications Act of 1996, opened up ownership rules so one guy could basically own a whole bunch of media and they could control the message on all that media. And then they were going to go after the public television and public radio. They were going after that. Then came the internet. And this is why they are so determined to change the internet rules to turn it into something more like cable TV as opposed to just an open resource is because they don't want a free flow of information. Look how furious they get at Twitter for just fact-checking the reality. So, no, it's if you guys are foolish enough to watch what happened in Wisconsin and in Michigan and not realize those Republicans are lying to you, and trust me, call your union brothers in Michigan. Call your union brothers in Wisconsin and ask them, hey, you remember those Republicans who said they'd always be on your side and the minute you put them in power, they passed the right to work? Were they taking your phone calls afterwards? And they'll tell you, no, they stopped taking your calls. They stopped doing this because they were out to kill you in the first place, and you gladly went down the slaughter line. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Let's do the Minnesota coronavirus update first. 61 more COVID-19 deaths and 5,371 new lab confirmed infections were reported in Minnesota on Friday, which health officials believe is the starting point of any observable impact of the Thanksgiving gatherings on viral spread in the state. Now, it's so it'd be within the week, I'm presuming there. The update from the Minnesota Department of Health brings the state's totals in the pandemic to 3,845 deaths, 338,973 infections, the novel coronavirus. Key indicators on the course of the pandemic suggest a dip in the fall surge of COVID-19. The number of Minnesota intensive care beds filled with COVID-19 patients has dropped from 394 on November 30th to 367, though that remains well above the tally of 197 on November 1st. I would say this. I'm glad we're here. I don't know if you saw the story. They're having to, you know, air vac people out of South Dakota into Colorado because things are so bad there. The positivity rate of diagnostic testing has dropped as well, suggesting the pace of viral transmission is slowing across Minnesota. Viral transmission at Thanksgiving celebrations last week could have disrupted progress, though, and might show up in the latest data. Once again, I think it's a two-week process is generally the term, so we'll have to see what the 2 weeks bring out. In 2 weeks, if we're seeing another rise here in cases, that will say that, you know, a lot of people were not being careful at the Thanksgiving. Minnesota is concluding the second of 4 week emergency order by Governor Tim Walz that closed bars, restaurants, entertainment venues, and fitness centers, limited gatherings to immediate household members only. While it did not restrict shopping because there is limited evidence the virus has spread widely in stores, Morris said a crush of Black Friday shoppers could have presented an entirely different level of risk. I mean, the one thing that's interesting is there is an interesting point. Okay, some of these, you know, belligerent far-right people scream that, like, at all times that every store is jam-packed, and that's just not true. I mean, as a matter of fact, last weekend I was at the Mall of America, and it was relatively empty in the mall. And now it's a big mall, so it's not hard to kind of avoid people if there's not that many people in there. But it was starting to pick up, and it could have become a problem a little bit later on in the day, the amount of people, but the reality it wasn't. But there are people I know that work at, you know, in some of these stores that on the weekend, because of the way that our work schedule is based, most people grocery shop on the weekend, go to, you know, Target or Walmart on the weekend, and the stores are definitively busier. So, I don't know if there's a way you could regulate that more if things don't get better, but maybe that's what you have to look at doing is just limiting the amount of people within the store at any given time. And just, you know, it is just unbelievable to me the amount of people that just refuse refuse. We're the worst place on the planet for this disease. And they just, the Republicans are doing the greatest job ever. You guys are nuts. You guys are just plain nuts. Now, we're going to take a break. When I do come on back, have I got a buffet of hypocrisy for you, courtesy of the Minnesota Republican Party. Holy God. No, seriously, call the kids on in. Gather around the radio. Prepare yourself for a level of hypocrisy from the Republican Party, the same Republican Party who openly was against masks, were against social distancing, were against large crowd size, you know, limiting the crowd sizes. I mean, even it was in October, Paul Gazelka and Kurt Dowd were up in Minnesota, back up. That was their big thing. Ho, ho, ho. Have I got some hypocrisy to serve up for you? That's when we come on back. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. By the way, Minnesota United, nicely done last night. That save by our goalie, was it St. Clair? That save he made, I mean, the reaction's like a cat, man. but the greatest play of that whole game, though, was that second goal. Holy, I mean, that's like World Cup level kind of unbelievable goals. That was just unbelievable. Go see the highlights if you haven't seen it. So they play Seattle on Monday, and the winner goes to the MLS Cup to play the whoever. It's Columbus or New England is the Eastern Conference final. Is Columbus or New England. So there you go. I want to make sure everyone, first of all, knows we are incredibly grateful for everyone who has become a member so far at AM 950. Thank you very much. We really do appreciate it. We've given you some special members-only interviews and stuff like that, that we, as a way to say thank you for that. And you've helped keep AM 950 on through the election cycle. It was a little tough there, and we do appreciate it. Well, we're heading into 2021, and once again, it's until we get past this coronavirus, things are tough. And it's not just for us, it's for a lot of people. Well, we're wondering if you would like to help us out again. We'd sure love that. You head over to am950radio.com, make a donation there. Now, here's the deal. We've changed things up a little bit. We've got some new incentives for you to become a member. First, if you become a member with either a $25 one-time donation or a $10 recurring donation, one of the on-air staff here, myself, Brett Johnson, Robert Pilot, we'll read a special message from you on the air this holiday season. So it's a great way for you to, and we'll make sure you know when we're going to do it so you can get people that you want to hear it so they hear it. It's a great way for you to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, whatever you want to say to your family and friends. That's for, once again, a $25 one-time donation or a $10 recurring donation. Here's the real cool thing. So if you followed me on social media at all, you know I've taken an insane amount of pictures on all these walks I've done because basically during the year of the pandemic, that's the one thing we can do is go walk in parks. So I've been walking in parks, and I've been all over. I've been over to the very eastern part of the state. I have been very, you know, further south, been north, been out to the west. And of course, within just like 5 miles of anyone's house, there are an insane amount of nice walkable parks. I encourage you to get out and enjoy it. Well, we took so many pictures of it, we decided we're going to actually do a calendar. So get ready for the AM 950 calendar for 2021, calendar featuring important dates plus the photos that I took on these walks. You can get one of those by becoming a one-time $50 donation, a one-time $50 donation, or a recurring monthly $25 location. Donation. We'll make sure we'll get you a copy of the calendar. So once again, a $50 one-time donation or a $25 recurring donation, and we'll get you the AM 950. Matt McNeil has been walking all over the place calendar. You get to see that. So thank you very much. AM950radio.com for more information. That's AM950radio.com. Now, before I get into this next bit here, I want to remind people the reason why coronavirus is so bad in Minnesota is not because of Governor Walz. It's not because the Mayo Clinic and the University of Minnesota have been giving bad information. No, no, no. They've worked as a team. And Governor Walz, almost to a fault, has tried to include Republicans in on these decisions. Republicans have refused. That's not Governor Walz's fault. Instead, the Republicans went on out and were out making political statements. We're not going to live in this tyranny anymore. Seriously. And the reason why coronavirus is so bad is the damn Minnesota Republicans, because they were downplaying face masks. They were downplaying social distancing. They were downplaying restrictions on large group gatherings and demanding everything needs to be open again. Open everything. Four worst, by the way, four worst places for spread of coronavirus. Or five worst. Restaurants, bars, schools, gyms, churches. They've tracked that back. And you guys want to keep all that open. You downplayed it. You even had people like Mary France and basically saying it's not real. It doesn't exist. It's no big deal. So you've had this entire narrative of people insisting there's no coronavirus. It's only a minor thing. Only old people die. Like I guess old people don't deserve to live, I guess. I don't know. Like I said, the Republicans have been a nightmare. By the way, I might have been paraphrasing a little bit on Mary Franson before she gets all upset, because she does. But she kind of within the same vein. You know where I'm going with that. But lo and behold, there's a vaccine, and all of a sudden, the same political party who has downplayed this crisis, had said it's no real big deal, open up Minnesota. From Fox 9, top Republican in Minnesota government suggested Friday that state lawmakers and Capitol staff should be among the priority groups for coronavirus vaccine. Paul Gazelka said vaccinating essential Capitol employees should happen after older Minnesotans and frontline workers get their doses, but doing so would allow for a quicker return of in-person legislative work in 2021. Dude, shut up. Seriously, don't you dare. You had party after party after the election, got your own caucus sick, failed to inform the rest of the Senate that you had a coronavirus outbreak, and now all of a sudden you want to be like, we need to have our vaccines first. And I know you're not saying first. You're basically saying first after the obvious choices, older Minnesotans and frontline workers. But then it's politicians. Then it's me, Paul Gazelka. I mean, he's pulling a Costanza, pushing the grandmother out of the way of the burning building as he tries to escape. Come on, man. Listen to this. Listen to that. You gotta make sure we get our vaccines early. No. First of all, any Republican who has downplayed coronavirus should be the last people who get the vaccine. The absolute last. They should be at the end of the line. Period. They don't want to believe it's real, then don't act like it's real when all of a sudden the vaccine comes on out. You can continue with your fantasy world. We'll get to you eventually. You should absolutely be last. And considering the clown car that the entire Minnesota Republican Party has been, outside of the kind of at-risk folks in the House and the Senate, everyone else in the Republican side should be at the end of the line. They should. They helped create this mess. They shouldn't be able to then quickly benefit and cut in line to everyone else, especially after they were out there pushing this narrative. Reopen Minnesota! Governor Walz's tyranny. If you really thought any of that, then you can be at the end of the line, you gross, massive hypocrites. Susan Kent, the Democratic leader in the Senate, was part of a forum, quickly responded to Gazelka's comments. I appreciate what Senator Gazelka is saying in terms of if we could get the essential folks vaccinated at the legislature. But we have an obligation to our own communities, said Kent. If we come together and if people come into the legislature and intermingle and then go back all over the state, that's how the spread happens. So basically stay at home, write laws, pass bills, do it via teleconference. Don't endanger anyone else. It's unclear where legislature and the staffers would fall. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said healthcare workers and long-term care residents will be the top priority group. Minnesota health officials have said they plan to follow the federal regulations. My guess is all of a sudden the Republicans are going to create a new long-term care facility, and all of a sudden all the Republicans are going to be residents of that new long-term care facility. Give us our shots. House GOP leader Kurt Dowd said he would like to see high-risk lawmakers and Capitol staff be vaccinated, but only after other high-risk groups such as long-term care residents. At some point, if we need to vaccinate everyone in the legislature who is themselves high risk and has someone high risk living in their household, employees, whatever. Of course, mind you, that all of a sudden, hey, you know, I've got this cousin who's high risk. I need to get my shot now. I see you. The legislature is a relationship business. Relationships cultivate much better in person. No, you sickened your party, knowingly sickened thousands of people, probably killed a few hundred people too, through your reckless rhetoric and disastrous advice. You guys should be at the end of the line. It's not fair. You're just discriminating against us because we're Republicans. Yep, we are, because you were idiots. Because you were the ones who made it political. You were the ones when people were saying wear face masks and socially distance. You were the ones that did that. But it gets a little bit better. Who wants a little more hypocrisy? Delicious. A shoe company owned by State Representative Steve Raskowski, Republican from was among Minnesota businesses to receive a Paycheck Protection Program loan, according to data released by the Small Business Administration on Tuesday. Ron San, Inc., a Winona shoe store that operates under the name of Baker Shoes, received $5,800 in loans. The loans were low interest and forgivable as long as they are used to keep workers employed. So, free money. Free money from the government. Draskowski, who is listed as the owner and officer of the company, has been a vocal critic of government spending to assist Minnesota businesses and individuals hurt by the pandemic. Draskowski is part of the new House Republican House Caucus, a four-member group that favors smaller government. Well, not for them. For them, give me that sweet government coin. But everyone else needs to sacrifice. In May, Draskowski, jackass, voted against a $208 million COVID-19 financial relief plan the legislature approved that provided assistance, including $55 million in small business emergency loans. During the floor debate on that package, Draskowski introduced an amendment to strip Governor Walz of his pay during the peacetime emergency declared during the pandemic. The measure failed. Draskowski hung up on the Minnesota Reformer reporter, saying, "Legislators' businesses have been hurt as bad as every other business by the actions of this governor. That's all I have to say." He also added, "Are there any better stories to follow up on?" Nope. I would not say so. I want to remind you that this is a guy who said that you should not get any money from the federal government to help you out, that you should not get any aid. And he himself was sneaking around trying to get that federal dollars, and even was, "I am on my pulpit and I am hammering on my desk demanding Governor Walz give up his paycheck as we're..." "Oh, where's my paycheck? Oh, that's $5,800. Thank you very much. That's great. I think I'll pick up some steaks on the way home. Thanks." "Where was I?" "Oh, you need to make sacrifices." That's right. That's right. Oh, it gets better. It sure does. Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka, talking to some faith healer TV televangelist in an interview unearthed by Ricardo Lopez back in the early days of the Minnesota Reformer. This is the quote from Gazelka in this conversation. "Rural people like to take care of themselves," said Gazelka, whose district is in the Brainerd Lakes region. "They're not interested in government helping them. That's their last resort. In the inner city, it's definitely, there's higher concentrations of people that are on welfare. They are used to that, and our welfare system has basically entrapped them." Paul Gazelka on a conversation. So basically, he doesn't want any welfare as well. Well, who got some welfare in the form of a forgivable PPP loan to the tune of $28,000? The Paul Gazelka Insurance Agency, welfare queen extraordinaire. "How can we help Paul escape the crushing dependence on government?" Other Republicans have received the PP number two, including Jennifer Carnahan, Senator Ron Kershaw, Republican from Little Falls. He voted against that relief package as well. The point here is not to condemn people taking the money. By all means, you should take the money. You should take the money, including people like Senator Ron Latch and Melissa Franson, both of whom took money, but they have voted for the government to help out small business. They weren't sitting there screaming about how everyone needs to sacrifice and no government spending and then say $28,000. Let me get my checkbook out. I'll write out a deposit slip. Oh, he's so crushed by the welfare. He's so crushed by the welfare. Once again, Paul Gazelka takes handout money from the federal government as he tries to deny people, other people getting government handout money. Paul Gazelka basically just badmouthed anyone who is taking welfare as a bad person. Drazkowski actually voted against handing out money as he was jamming money into his pocket. And they all, after they downplayed the coronavirus, are now demanding, after Nana and the doctor get their shots, you need to give us shots first. My guess would be is Paul Gazelka and Kurt Dowd are not intending on letting the Democrats get those shots. Just the House and Senate Republicans and their staff. They get the vaccines. The other side of the aisle, they can wait till later. That would be my guess. I'm just guessing. It's just a hypothetical. But I'm going to guess I'm pretty close to being right. Jan is in St. Paul. Let's take Jan really quick before we get into the break. Welcome on in, Jan.
Hey, Matt. How are you doing?
All right, ma'am.
Okay, real quick. Wanted to thank you for giving the guy, Adam, a voice yesterday. And just, I really like the fact that you get the opposing viewpoint in there. Appreciate that. Not a lot of other sides of the fence that will do that. My second point goes back to this vaccination and the GOP. I would say anybody that's ever mentioned the two words herd immunity should not.
If you ever said face masks are a myth, if you ever said, you know, that we don't need to shut anything, no, you shouldn't be getting it. And it, by the way, Adam Dunick, who's with the Carpenters Union, I had him on. I don't think he's the other side. For God's sakes, what I'm trying to show him is, no, we're on the same side. That's why it's equally as confusing why you're out there pandering as much as you are to Republicans, especially when we have seen Republicans double-cross unions in state after state. Once again, like I said earlier, in Wisconsin, 40% less union membership than there was 5 years ago. And I guarantee you, all those unions that voted these Republicans in, they were being told, we're on your side. Yeah. Yeah, on your side of getting evicted. And you get paid a lot less money in Wisconsin than you used to. So don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. You know, your bread's buttered with the DFL. Don't ever forget that. You really shouldn't. Because if you do, well, then you become Wisconsin. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. I just see Paul Gazelka. Wait, let me put Paul Gazelka and Kurt Dowd into perspective. Let me put them in perspective. Say the two of them are on the Titanic. And the Titanic is in an iceberg, and the Titanic is starting to sink. These two would be running around, and the rest of the Republican Party would be running around the Titanic saying, it's not sinking. Ice is a myth. Who's against water? Those guys. This is a perfectly safe boat. And then the minute they start launching lifeboats, you need to put us on those boats and get us off this sinking nightmare. The Billy Zane School of Political Dignity. Nicely done. Nicely done. would Gazelka be dressed up as a woman trying to be in the lifeboat? Or would he do the Billy Zane thing? He's like, I'm the only family she has. And get on the boat. You guys are, and of course, once again, Drazkowski jamming that taxpayer money into his pocket. And once again, that was what it was designed for, Draz. Just don't be such a jackass the next time we start trying to help other people and insist, we can't do that unless it's for me. You jackass. Driscowski. Oh, God. You might want to try to get on the sun some. Just going to FYI, yeah. Gazelle, $28,000 for your insurance agency? Yeah, hypocrites. Just all hypocrites. But the welfare queen, that's what we'll call him now. We'll call him the welfare queen, Paul Gazelka. I think that's since he's been taking welfare and since he's quick to criticize other people when they do. Oh, that might be the case. Once again, head over this weekend. Go to the website, am950radio.com. Check out that membership page and get ready for the Matt McNeil I've Been Hiking in Where calendar. That's going to be coming out here. Patrick, did you see the photos of that, by the way? You didn't? He didn't? They look nice, don't they? Very nice. He's nodding. So, once again, we'll work on the radio thing. But, no, it's a nice – there's some nice photos. Go sign up, become a member there, and get the calendar. We hope that you do enjoy that. With it being December, shall we? Get a little – there we go. Love this. Rosie Thomas, one of my favorite Christmas songs. Have a great weekend. We are going to be back on Monday. Till then, see ya.